Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry have the day off. Dan Bongino is with us this morning. Dan, we are getting ready for the presidential inauguration coming up in January. And we've talked a lot about security preparations this morning, but let's get the very latest on the celebratory events that are coming up. We are joined by Boris Epstein. He is the Director of Communications for the Presidential Inaugural Committee and Senior Advisor to the Trump-Pence Presidential Transition. Boris, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody.
And thank you. To you, too. Okay, the very latest on entertainment for the inauguration has just been announced in the last 24 hours, and we have folks coming in from Utah and from New York City, I understand?
Yeah, we do. We have the Mormon Tabernacle Choir that'll be appearing at the swearing-in. This will be their sixth inaugural appearance. They started all the way back with Lyndon Baines Johnson in 69, and then they appeared at the Nixon inaugural, Reagan, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and they'll be singing wonderful songs celebrating America at this 58th inaugural.
You know, Boris, first, let me give you a big celebratory pat on the back for what you're doing. I mean, I remember being involved in the 2009 Barack Obama inaugural from the security side with the Secret Service. And I think one of the things people don't understand about your role is you're shoved into this at the last minute by the mechanics of the election. I mean, you essentially, you're not planning for the presidential inaugural events while you're still running a campaign, largely. I mean, there's small things that go on. But explain to the audience, please, how this compressed timeline, election day in November, and then boom, January 20th, the inauguration, how you plan out a multi-million dollar, couple hundred thousand person extravaganza in the middle of one of the biggest cities in the country in just, what, 2.5 months or so? How does that happen?
Not even. So, well, first of all, thank you, and thank you for your service in protecting our country. So, I'm honored to have the job. We did not, from the campaign side, do preparations during the campaign because we were focused on winning the campaign, but a ton of credit has to go to the Joint Task Force, the JTF, that I'm sure you know well, and JCIC, mm-hmm. the Joint Congressional Committee on inaugural ceremonies, which are standing entities that could that are constantly preparing. So we do have the benefit of walking in and having preparations in place, preparations ongoing by those two entities. So that's that. Now, as far as what we do, it is a startup in a lot of ways. You start on November 9th, you'll ramp up quickly, you get things in place, you get you get every point checked, and then you just power through January 20th when the president takes his oath of office, and then going through the day, you go through the parade, you go through the inaugural balls, which we'll only have two inaugural balls and one ball saluting armed forces and first responders in prior years, prior inaugurals that had as many as 10, sometimes even more. But this is an inauguration that's for the people, and it's by the people. So that's what we're concentrating on.
We're hearing a lot of rumors about quote-unquote A-list celebrities who have turned down invitations to perform. And I got to thinking, the expectation is as though this is the Super Bowl halftime show or something. Can you give us a sense of kind of the philosophy behind it? I mean, is a presidential inauguration really an entertainment extravaganza like a halftime show?
Well, you really hit the nail on the head, right? And it's not a halftime show, and it's not Woodstock, and it's not Summer Jam. This is a celebration of freedom and democracy. It's a serious moment in time, a peaceful transfer of power, real true bedrock of our democracy. So our focus is on the people. It's not on any one celebrity. It's not on any one entertainer. You remember during the campaign, Donald Trump saying all he needs is himself, the American flag, and the people. And that's where we are. And that's what elected Donald J. Trump and Governor Pence to the presidency and the vice presidency. And we are going to continue with that mantle. So that's our concentration. And for a lot of these folks who are coming out there saying, well, we won't perform. That's like me saying, yeah, I'm not going to be playing point guard for the New York Knicks. You know, I was never asked.
Well, Boris, let me applaud you again on not – who cares about A-list celebrities? I mean, look what they did for Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's the largest electoral college route we've had in a long time here. I mean, she got smoked everywhere they actually played the game. So A-list celebrities, and I use that term loosely, their A-list is my Z-list. Nobody seems to care. But how is the coordination, the liaison with the Secret Service and the military going for that? I mean, I know – again, I haven't been there. I know they're accommodating and they want to make everything work for you all. But how's that working? We did have some logistics hangups in the initial Obama inauguration. We had that Third Street Tunnel disaster we were talking about earlier. I mean, what are they doing to prevent that kind of stuff?
I cannot overstate how professional, prepared, and overall amazing the military, Secret Service, and all the agencies involved have been to us and in terms of preparation overall. I cannot overstate that.
Well, Boris, they listen to this show. A lot of my agents' friends, so they're probably smiling right now. So thank you for saying that.
Well, I appreciate everything they're doing, and the big thank you goes from me personally. My position as director of communications from all of us at Tech, and specifically from Donald J. Trump and Governor Pence, the president-elect and the vice president-elect. We're very thankful for everything they've done in terms of preparing, making sure that people in the city are safe, making sure the logistics work seamlessly. And nothing is ever perfect, right? And we will shoot for perfection. We'll do everything we can. And then we will, if there's ever any hangups, like you mentioned, have been in the past, we'll be prepared to deal with those. But again, the agencies, the Army, the Secret Service, all the military have been amazing. And we're very thankful.
And can you tell us the exact website address to go to for exact information so you don't have to get rumors and misinformation about the inaugural event?
Absolutely. And that's a key there that you just pointed out. If something is not announced directly by us, the Presidential Inaugural Committee, or by the transition and the President-elect, Vice President-elect, don't believe it. So the website is 5858 for the 50th inaugural, PIC for Presidential Inaugural Committee, 2017.org. So 58PIC2017.org. Now, we're also using a lot of the new fun channels of social media. So, for example, I announced the Mormon Tabernacle on Twitter. And, you know, that's at Boris EP, my Twitter. Then there's the official Twitter page of the Trump Inaugural, at Trump Inaugural. So take a look at all those. Follow those. We'll be putting a lot of interesting information, a lot of useful information, and a lot of logistical information over time. And everything that we put out on social media and releases will then end up on the website. So that's how we're approaching. You know, that's how we're approaching the outreach to folks out there, outreach to everyday Americans. Again, that's what we're focused on. And we want Americans from all over this country, all walks of life, all political backgrounds, to come and join in a celebration, and really honor the fact that America is a country which now for so many, you know, for hundreds of years has been transferring power peacefully between one party to another, between one person to another, and continuing this tradition of democracy that's a beacon in the world.
Boris Epstein, Director of Communications for the Presidential Inaugural Committee, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, and happy holidays.
And to you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.